back to, for those who know what I'm going to be, this word, flannel graph, I'm going to go back to those. Everybody else who doesn't know what I'm talking about, you're too young. Okay, right, so that might not work. Now, the Lord Jesus came into the world really to help us and to bless us, and the Bible says he came to sort out those who had broken hearts, the brokenhearted, and that's not it. Ah, here we go. Brilliant. So, here's a verse that I'd like us to all read together. That's what I wanted it for, okay, because it really tells us what the meaning and the purpose of Christmas is really all about. So let's read this together, shall we? The Spirit... So... what do you think that word there, broken-hearted, mean? Can you think of anyone or anything that can break people's hearts? And the broken-hearted, what's that mean? Any offers? Yeah, there's one in the front here.
There might be people whose husbands or wives have died this year, and this will be their first Christmas on their own.
That's really heartbreaking, isn't it? Yeah. So the Lord Jesus came to help those who are mourning. Those who find life pretty difficult. Yep, thanks. Anybody else?
Failure.
Yeah, sometimes people feel a failure, don't they? And we mess up, and it gives us a broken heart. But Jesus came to help, and yeah, thank you.
Being ditched in favor of somebody
else. Yeah, that's right. Being ditched in favor of somebody else. Pretty heartbreaking. Fractured and broken relationships. Yeah, anybody else? Yep. Yep, people, those who've lost loved ones and who are mourning. Thank you very much.
When you're broken, a heart is just a pump. Yeah. It's the brain that gets damaged.
Yeah. And we've got lots of damaged lives. Jesus came, it says, to help us and to bless us. Let's read this again, shall we? The Spirit. And there are loads of people here in captivity to addictions and other situations they can't get out. Jesus came to bring freedom and to bind up the brokenhearted. So there's lots of people with broken hearts today in the world. I need someone to help me. Any volunteers? I want to try and illustrate this a little bit more. Tom. Could you come and help me, please? Thank you. I didn't warn him beforehand. Yeah. Face this lovely lot. Okay. So here's a broken heart. Okay. Two bits. There we are. Hold it together like that. That's right. So there's a bit of a... Can you see that? It's a broken heart, isn't it? Okay. So... just hold it a bit so it's a bit more broken. That's it. So that's a broken heart. Now, the Bible tells us that really Christmas is all about Jesus, and he just wants to help the broken heart. Now, he came up to bind the broken hearted, didn't he? That didn't work. Okay, let me just try this again. Okay. Nope, that's not going to work, is it? Very well. I should have tried this before, shouldn't I? Not what it got there, but that didn't work either. That's just not going to work. Jesus didn't from heaven throw something at us. He actually came from heaven to earth to bind up the brokenhearted. So as he came to heal our wounds and to help us, and bless us. What he was actually doing was coming, a bit like a bandage, if you like, and he was coming to what? Bind up the broken hearted. I need somebody else to help me on this side. Who's going to help me on this side? Louis's just coming. Okay. Thank you. Just pass me that way. Thank you very much. Thanks for volunteering like that. That's a brilliant help. Okay. That's it. Yeah. We're going to manage this. Okay. Just now see this. Thank you. Thanks, Louis. So the Lord Jesus came to bind up the brokenhearted. And can you see the shape of a cross, really? That's the way he did it. He didn't throw something at us. He didn't stay in heaven and say, oh, well, those poor people with broken hearts. He actually came from heaven to earth to bind up the broken heart. And the Lord Jesus would have made a better job of it than I did. But brilliantly helped. Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you for volunteering. So, this is actually what happened. Well, we've got something. Can you give me the next slide, please? Because we're in big trouble today. Nope. Yes. Ah, oh, brilliant. Whew. So, when we think about Christmas, that babe at Bethlehem, that helpless child who grew up in a sinful world, but the difference between Jesus growing up than us is that he was sinless. He was the sinless Son of God. He never did anything wrong, and he lived that perfect life. And then, what age was he when they took him to the cross? Do you remember? 33 years old. He went to the cross, and he was nailed to the cross. But do you know, he gave himself voluntarily upon the cross because he wanted to bind up the brokenhearted. He didn't just say something from heaven. He just didn't send a message from heaven. He actually came from heaven, lived that perfect life here on earth, so that he could die upon the cross to deal with the sin of the world. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There isn't one that does good and sins not. Yet Jesus came to deal with that sin problem. Because all of the other problems in the world today, all of the things that grip us and make us prisoner and break our hearts, really has its root cause in sin. Jesus came to deal with sin once and for all. He died upon the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of sin. 3 days later, he arose from the dead. 40 days after that, he went back into heaven, and Jesus is alive today in heaven and by his Holy Spirit waiting to come and bind up your broken heart. He didn't do it remotely. He came to this earth for you and for me. What amazing love that Jesus had for each one of us, that he should come from heaven. Because he loved us. He loved the world so much that he came for you and for me. How do we respond to that love? Well, we can say, thank you, Lord Jesus. But the most and wonderful way, and if not the only way, to really say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and binding up my broken heart, is to ask him to come and take away your sin and live in your heart so that we're born again. So that we have that new life, that new start, that new hope in the Lord Jesus. So, Christmas is all about Jesus coming to bind up the brokenhearted. He didn't do it by throwing something at us, but he came in person. God's Son came to bind up your broken heart and to release you from those things, those addictions, those things that grip you, those fears that rob you of joy. He came in person. And by his Holy Spirit, he wants to indwell you and empower you How amazing is that? What a wonderful message we have that Jesus came for you and for me. No wonder we want to come and adore him, Christ the Lord. Let's sing together, please, as we close.